Okay, we're on Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin. I'm recording this shiur because I'm flying tonight to United States. So isn't a shiur. We are starting on Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph on the Amud. Second comment, the first line of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Lam Ali Avi Adam Atzmoni Lai Nisayon. Shari David Melech Yisrael Avi Atzmoni Lai Nisayon. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're being tried or tested. Because Hashem, David did it. V'nichshon failed. Why do we say in Tefillah the God of Abraham Yaakov? Elohai David. We don't mention David. Because they've been tested. You didn't pass any tests. That's the guy to test me. Right? Because in Tehillim we've got a pasuk that says Bechaneni Hashem Minaseini. So Amar Hashem said to him, I'm going to test you. And I'm going to do something with you which I didn't do with them, because you, I'm going to tell you. Right? I'm trying you with regards to something to do with relationships, with Erva. Miyad, immediately we see that the pasuk says, right? David got up at night. The question is, what was he doing up at night? Amar Yehuda, Shafach Mishkavo Shelayl Mishkavo Shem. David, being a tzaddik, had turned his life around. Instead of sleeping in the night, he would sleep in the day. Look at the Rashi over here. Shafach Mishkavo Shaya Meshamesh Bito Bayom. Yesh Saver Mitashmish. He would have relations with his wives during the day, so that that he'd be satisfied. And if he wouldn't wait, think a hold of another woman. So in the morning, he'd have relations with his wives, and if he'd be satisfied, and he wouldn't have any evil thoughts of any other woman the whole day. When you tell mommy menu halacha, right? And the Gemara says over here, because vayid et erva yakum David. So now at night he got up to go and work. And I'm a Yehuda shafach mishkavo shela lishkavo liyom. When you tell mommy menu halacha, and he forgot halacha. What was the halacha? We've seen this a few daf ago. Says shamasbeah evaro betashmish ra'evu mar beta. On the contrary, if you satisfy yourself too much, you're always hungry for it. But you want more. Right? The Gemara says, every cutting yesh ba'adam, a person's got a small limb, talking about his male part. Must be a ra'ev or marivosev. On the contrary, if you, the more you satisfy him, the hungrier he gets. If you keep him hungry, so he stays satisfied. Now, he was up at night, and when Pasuk says, V'etelech al-gag b'et ha-melech, he went outside and walked on the roof of the palace. V'yari sharo tzachim al-gag, he saw a woman bathing on the roof. Vaishat tovat Maria Molin, she was very beautiful. And Batsheva havek kechayfei reishe tuta chalta. As the pasuk says, Batsheva was on the roof, she was bathing, she was washing her hair. Tute chalata, Rashi says, yeah, like a kaver, a beehive. So obviously she was being hidden, she had been concealed, she wasn't exposed. Ata satan idmileke tziparta, the satan came and disguised himself as a bird. Patak bagira, and he made a hole through this beehive. Patka dechalta. Now that he made the hole, she was revealed, and he could see her. Miyad vayishlach David vayidrosh liisha. Right, David sent someone to find who is that woman. Vayomer halol zot Batsheva, bat Eliam, eshet uriachiti. This is Batsheva. Vayishlach tvi melachim vayikachea vatavo elav vayishkav ima. And the pasuk says that in Shmuel bet that he brought her in relations with her. Vehi mitkadesh b'tumata. What does it mean mitkadesh b'tumata? It appears that Rashi says, yeah, otasha'a pasak mitumata velo ba'aleha kashehi nida. Right? That at that moment she was stopping a nida. And that's obviously why she was bathing on the roof. She was going to the mikvah. So she was preparing herself so she was no longer at Tameah. Va'atasha ve'beta, and she went back to her house. V'hani dichtim, this is what the pasuk says. This is what the pasuk says. When it says, bachante libi, David HaMelech says, you tested my heart. Right? Pakadata laila, you came at night. Look at Rashi there, pakadata laila. So she says, Al Maaseh Laila, on this act that took place at night, Pekdaktani, Imuchal Lamod Bin Yisayon Shel Davar Aveira. This is, he realized this was the test Hashem spoke about. Tzarftani, Baltim Sa Zimuti Baal Yavor Pina. This is a very difficult pasuk over here. Because it seems to imply, David seems to talk about some sort of innocence, but Amar, Ichu Zemama, Nafa Vefume Demai, David says, Ichu Zemama, there should be a Zemam, like a muzzle. Right, me ten, he says, out of vaish, vahaya befir resin on my mouth, a muzzle, v'efshal akevet varaish lo mar davar zesh lo bechanani. Right, shal bechanani, he says, out of vaish, my mouth be muzzled, I wouldn't have such a big mouth and told Hashem to test me. Right, t'masani v'lo amar ki hamilt, I wouldn't say what I said. Darash Rabbi, Rabbi says, ma'adichtim damatzeach to David ba'chasiti. David HaMelech says, Amnatzeach le David, right? So the Psalms to Hashem. Ba'Hashem chasiti, I trusted in Hashem. Ech tomru le nafshi, what are they going to say to my souls? Nudi arkem tzipor, that everything was done because of the bird. Look at Rashi there. Tzipor, ech zem nafal miten vaya, right? Harsh, tzipor, al yedei tzipor, nitrad, k'lama, because the Satan basically made him fall. He said, what, from a bird I'm going to fall? Forgive me for that sin. They shouldn't say a mountain amongst you. Rashi says, the melech shelachem, your king. They was brought down by a bird. We've got another passage of David. Right, from Tili, my dichtiv, lecha levadcha chatati. I sinned to you, Hashem, and I did bad in your eyes. Leman tizdak bedvarecha. Why did I do it? To prove that you are right. Tiskev b'shoftecha. To be meritorious in your judgment. Look what the pasuk says here. What do we mean by that? Amar David Yakash Baruch Hu. Galia ve'yedia kamach. It's obvious to you. Ti ba'i lemach pa'ilichi have a caffeine. If I really wanted to control my nature, I could have done it. Ella, why didn't I? Amina, I said to myself, the law lame that they shouldn't say Avda Zachi Lamare, that the Eved beat his master. Right? Basically you said I wouldn't stand up to the test. And if I'd proven them right, if I did stand up to them, I would have proven you wrong. Darish Rabba Madiktiv Kianida Tselenachon Machovi Negdi Tamid. Right, we've got another pasuk over here, this pasuk from Tinim as well. Kiani le tzela nachon. I am to the tzela, the play on the words here, tzela. Look at Rashi, otor tzela ya nachon li. Right, meaning, we're talking here about Batsheva. Reuya hayta Batsheva bat Eliam le David, from the days of creation, is already right for him. Right, so the tzela here is like the tzela being Chava, was the tzela of Adam. Ele sheba ela b'macho, but in the end, right, he came, they had relations at the wrong time. Right, the Chen Tana Rabbi Shmuel also says, Ruayatan David Bat Sheva Bat Eliam, Ere Sha'achla Paga. But what it was, Shekafatz Ela Shara, she says, Lizakeka de Aveira. He didn't wait, and therefore he had at the wrong time, it was an Aveira. Darash Rava, Rava says, Ma Dichtibu Betzil E, right, they took the pasuk inside. Ubetzal'i Samchu Ve'ne'esafu. So, Ubetzali, from the word litzloa here means like a battling to walk or limping. So, Ubetzali, in other words, when David's limping here, he was beaten up, he had sinned, he was being punished. Samchu v'ne'esafu, that people are all excited, they're all gathering together, and they're excited about my limping. Ne'esfu alai nechim. Rashi says that nechim are like people with a cripple. He says who've got bodily impairments. Ba'alei mumin, he says, people who have got mums. Kmo paro neche. Vayu maligim alai. These guys are all mocking me. Vani klo yadua. Ravlo yadati kero velo dam. What does he mean? I'm going to do that. Ribo sholam. Galui vayadua levanech hashim. Ayu korin besari lo hayad dami shotet. If they tore my flesh, my blood wouldn't run. When they're dealing, David's saying here has been mocked and troubled. All his enemies are taking advantage and exploiting the fact that he had sinned. He says, when the Rabbanim, the Chachamim are learning about the Arba Mitot, which is our Perek, our Masechet. They stop learning, they look at me and say, David, what's a woman do, a man who has relations with a woman? What's his punishment? And it was mocking me. So Amarti Lahem, I said, David replied to them, he says, we know the answer. He gets killed with strangulation. But nonetheless, someone who embarrasses his friend in public, like you embarrassing me now, ain't lo chedek lo lababa. Okay, so that was David's defense. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, afilu b'sha'at cholyo shel David. This is to David's praises. Even when David, during the time that he was sick, at his sickest, when he was punished, kiyem shmoneh esrei onot, he had 18 wives. So he had shmoneh esrei onot, and onah is relations with his 18 wives. She neemar, yagati v'anchati, I tired myself out. Aschei b'cholayla, as b'kvinan, mitati bidmati. Right, my bed was full of tears. RC, I'm saying, my cot was melted. Amar Rabbi Kesh David Laovera Brazara. Shneemar, Vahi David ba ad harosh, Ashish tachvu l'shemrim. David wanted to do an avodah zara. V'en rosh harim yinah, because it said ad harosh, he came up to the rosh, and en rosh el avodah zara. Shneemar, Vahu tzal mereish adida haftam, this is an avodah zara. V'nei likrato, chushi archi karokin nato, v'admar roshov, amalo David. Another passage explaining that Rosh is avodah zara. Amalo de David, and they said to David, Yomru, you want to do avodah zara? What are they going to say? Melech shem oktach, avodah zara, a king like you. I look at the Rashi there, Melech Keshemotach. He says, Yomru, the third line there on the Tosfot side of the Amud. Melech Shekamoti. Rashi's got a little bit of a different version. Yomru, Melech Shekamoti. Right? Chasid Shekamoti, Harguben. Oh, no, sorry. Melech Shekamotach, Avodah Zarah. Right? You would have read Amar Lo. So David said to them, Melech Shekamoti, Arganu Beno. So on the contrary, you're not worried about, you worry about my sin, you worry about the fact that my son will kill me. Better that I should do avodah zarah privately than be killed in public. Everyone will say that the tzaddik was killed and will look bad in Hashem. Amar, my time, kenisvat yefat Torah. So now his son of Yahweh was Avshalom. He wanted to kill him. So he says, yeah, what's your story? Why did you marry yefat Torah? Right, look at Rashi there. Yefat Torah, amale, chushi arach David, Hashem Baruch Hu lovila. Okay. There's no Rashi there. But Yefat Toar, right? Yefat Toar, we know what Yefat Toar is, that if you find a woman in war and you take her captive and there's certain halachas, eventually you can marry her. So David married, he had Yefat Toar and he married her. Amar Yefat Toar Rachman Sharia, Shem allows it, it's permissible. So they answered him, he said, yes, but you're complaining about your son's going to kill you, but you're missing the whole point. Amar Le, Lord Darashta Smuchin, you don't learn Smuchin, right? In other words, the fact that we'll see in a second, we know that the parasha of Eshet Yefat Toar is connected to Nazir and to Ben Sorer More. Right? Look at Rashi, Likutei Rashi, Lord Darashta Smuchin, towards the bottom of the Gemara, you'll see there on the right hand side. Lord Yibrat Torah, Ele Keneged Yetzara. Why were you allowed Eshet Yefat Toar? Because of Yetzara. Shema Akash Baruch Hu Matira, Yisrael Abisru. If I shouldn't allow you to do it, you'd marry Abisru. Aval Im Nasa. But however, that doesn't mean that nothing's going to come out of this, that it's all okay. If you marry her, sofa liot sona, you're going to end up hating her. Shnei mara charav, ki tin li'i shnei nashim, echad uva v'chad shnua, right? That's the pasuk there. You're going to end up hating her. V'sofo lo l'mene ben tzor emore. In the end, you're going to have a child in the ben tzor emore. L'chach nismichu pasha. That's why all these pashas are connected in the Torah. So he says, so what do you expect? You married Eshet Yefat Toar, what do you think? You wouldn't have a problem. Right, look quick in the Gemara. Kielish ben tzor emore. Kol no say Yefat Toar, yesh lo ben tzor emore. Right, so you marry a woman, you get your problem. Another verse, Vortia Darshav Dostiai Demin Biri. From Biri. Lama David Domin. What David similar to? He says, Lesocher Kuti. He's like a, I think it's Socher Kuti. Kuti means an Arab merchant. Right? There was like a merchant in the shuk, a negotiator. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi, what's a Socher Kuti? He says, Socher Kuti, Darko Lefno Letzchorato, Ma'at Mat. He sells his goods slowly. Lamidal Damin Muatim, right? Even though he wants to give you a good price, right? But he doesn't sell it all in a big shot, in one shot, and just discount on a massive bulk. But slowly, lets his stuff go cheaply, but he still ends up making and doing a good deal. Amar David Amakamash Baruch Hu. David also in a piecemeal type of negotiation. David Amakamash Baruch Hu. Ribono Sholam. Shkiot Miyavin. Right? So the pasuk here says, this is the pasuk in Tehillim. The whole pasuk says, Shkiot Miyavin. Who will understand my mistakes? Ministarot nakeini, right? Gam mizadim chachasoch avdecha alim shlubi azetam nikeitim b'shav. A whole lot of lists here. See, the Gemara take them one by one and show that every time David asked for a separate mechila from Hashem. Shkiot miyavin. Look at Rashi. Who will understand my mistakes? Miyachol yishamer mishkagot. Who cannot sin, make mistakes? Amar Hashem said to him, Shvikilach. Right? Look at Rashi there. Shvikilach. Machulecha, you forgiven. Then David says, "Uministarot nakeini, rabbanan nistarot, hidden ones, mezid shel tzina." The Rashi says, "Mezid shel tzina." When you do sins privately but in purpose, clean me from them. Shavikilach, Hashem says, "Gami zaydim." So those were zaydim in tzina. Now mizaydim, right? Chasoch Avdecha. Look at Rashi there. Mizeidim. This time he says here, Mizeidim. Mezid shel parhese. We did in public. Hashem otzim, shavikilach. Al yim sheluvi azaitam. Right? To lo lishtar b'raban. So what he says, al yim sheluvi. They shouldn't, like, you use me. Right? To lo lishtar b'rabanan. Right, look at Rashi over here. Alim shelubi lo ishtab rabbanan. Vahainu alim shelu lashon mashal. Chachamim shouldn't use as a mashal. Right, all what I did, all my sins. Shelo yidushu b'chatatai chachmei adorot v'az etam. In other words, don't let chachamim, like you said over here, David, what are you chayav for when you have relations with a married woman? They shouldn't use his sins as all the examples when teaching Torah. Hashem answer shavikilach, forgiven. V'nikaiti mipesha rav. Now he says again, v'nikaiti mipesha rav, and cleansed me from all my many sins. Shelo yikatev sarchun, they shouldn't write about me that I went bad. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, e efshar. That we can't do. Right? And why can't we do that? The Gemara says like this, Oma yud shenatalti misarai, in this week's parsha, in Parshat Vayera. Right? Where Hashem took Sarai, and made her name Sarah. So he called her Sarai. He took out the Yud. Right? So the Gemara says, Oma Yud Shenatalti Misarai, Omed Vitzavach, Kamashanim. It stood there shouting and moaning and complaining. And then taken out of the Torah. Achba Yoshua Vosaftino, until Yoshua came along. Shema Vikram Moshel Yoshua Binun Yehoshua. Right? And therefore Hashem had to stick the Yud back in. And that's what the Yud from Sarah went to Yoshua. And became Yehoshua from Hosea to Yehoshua, right? Without the Yud to the Yud at the beginning of his name. So he says, just like that Nun had to, that Yud had to put back in, Kola Parasha Kula, right? Rashi says, look at Rashi, Shektuva Kvar, Shasito Tochet, this parasha of yours where you sinned, Al Achat Kama Vechama, says Rashi, Shelo Ta'kor, I can't uproot it. It's going to be in the Torah. Now on that pasuk, the Gemara says, "V'nikaiti mipesha." What's "V'nikaiti mipesha" from multiple sins, from great sins? Amar lefaram Rosh Lam. David said, "Macholi al oto avon kulo." Please, that sin of Bathsheba, wipe me out completely. Amar kvar tich Shlomo bincha lomar b'chokhmato. He says, "Your son Shlomo will say in his wisdom." Right, and what's the pasuk? The pasuk of here says, "Hayachte ish esh b'cheko uvegadav lo tishafenu." Is it possible that a person will keep fire in his chest, in his bosom, and his clothes won't be burnt? All right, in other words, when you got such a Yetzirah with a woman around like that, what are you expected to do? If a person walks on coals, what, he won't burn his feet? So too, a person who has relations with his wife's friend, lawyer, and care kind of government. In other words, it's impossible that Tzora is going to be there, but nonetheless, the burning is, it's obvious, the outcome is obvious, and nothing we can do about it. Amar le, so David said to Hashem, Kol achi nitrada hu gavra, talking about himself in third person, is this person going to be so troubled? Is it going to be so bad? Amar le, kabel alecha yisurin. Hashem said to him, you want to get over this? Accept upon yourself yisurin, inflictions. Kibela, and he accepted it. Amirud Amarav, Shisha, Chodashim, Nitzarea, David, Nislakahim, Enu Shechina, Vepeshum, Enu Sanhedrin. Three things happened to David. For 6 months, he had Sarat, the Shechina did it, Hashem did it, had many curations talking to him, and the whole Sanhedrin kept themselves away from him. How do we know? The Gemara says, Nitzarea, we know that he had Sarat, Ichtiv, because the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, it says, Techateini ve'ezov ve'etaher. Techabseini umisheleg albin. Right, so techateini be'ezov. The idea of ezov, look at Rashi. Ezov is like an what's called esop. It's like a moss. Right, and you use it in the cleaning process for a metzora. It says michlal shiat tarich tarat ezov. He needed this ezov in the because it was a metzora. Right, so that is upashim nishuv shisha chodashim na. Second last line. How do we know that the Shechina was disappeared? Hashem never spoke to him. So this pasuk over here, another pasuk in Tehillim. Hashiveli sason yishecha veruach nedivat ismecheni. Come with the ruach. Let's bring me back the ruach. Upashub menu Sanhedrin, Hadna Sanhedrin was moved away from him. Tichtiv, Yashuvu li yirecha, right? Same in the pasuk over here, also from Tehillim. He says over here, Yashuvu li yirecha, v'yodei edotecha, they should know your edot. In other words, I want to be involved in making halacha again. The Gemara now says, we said Shisha Chodashim. So Shisha Chodashim, where do we know that it was 6 months that this whole thing took place? Minadam, from where? It says Dichtiv, we got a pasuk that says, in Melachim, right? Melachim, it says, "Vayamim Hashem Malach David al Yisrael 40 shana," that David was king for 40 years. Bechevron Melech Malach Sheva shanim, in Hebron he was 7 years. Uvirshalayim Malach 30 and 30, in Yerushalayim he was 33 years. So we got 33 and 7, exactly 40. What says Bechevron Malach Sheva Yerushalayim Melech 30 shana? Uchtiv, another pasuk. Right, and this pasuk over here is in Shmuel Bet. It's a Bechevron Malach al Yehuda Sheva Shanim V'Shisha Chodashim. Here it says 7 years and 6 months. U'Bishalayim Malach 30 V'Shloshana Al Kol Yishlav Yehuda. And there in the 30 years it's the same. So we see that there's 6 months of here. The one pasuk mentions 6 months, an extra 6 months. The one pasuk says no, just 7 years. So look at Rashi there. Midahachi chashiv lehu uveidach kra lo chashiv lehu. Since in the one pasuk they count the 7 years, other pasuk only they count 7.5 years. Shvamina loya machuto shlema. We see there that is that 7.5 years wasn't a complete period. Shnistarao tanch shachoshim. For those 6 months, he was a tzaraat. You have to understand, being a tzaraat means you can't go into any walled cities. You can't be part of a Sanhedrin. You can't do anything. Basically isolated, and therefore you can't function as a king. Right, v'hani shisha chodashim lo kechashiv shmona, that's the Gemara says, and therefore these 6 months aren't counted. Nitzara, because he had tzarat. Amar v'nish b'shalam, now David says to Hashem, machuli aloto avon. Right, please, after he had been inflicted, he says, machuli, and Hashem said, for you forgiven. Machula. Asai mi'ot, letovav, yu sona, v'yavoshu ki atah Hashem azalim nechamtani. He said, the pasuk says, give me a sign, right? A sign for good, and that all my enemies will see. Right, that Hashem is my helper and is my comforter. So Amalas Hashem says to him, "B'chayecha eni modia." During your life, I'm not going to give you the sign. But eni modia b'chayecha Shlomo b'incha. But during your son's time, Shlomo, I will give a sign. Right, and the Gemara says, "B'shashu b'dash Shlomo b'bel amikdash." And then when Shlomo wanted to build the bel amikdash, it's a famous Gemara. Because Lachlin Saron b'bet Kodesh Hakodashim, he wanted to bring the Aaron into the Kodesh Hakodashim. Halif halis. The gates close together, slammed himself shut. Amar Esrim va'arba ranot. Rashi tells about that. Between the Tchinarina, there's a whole lot of 24 prayers, Shlomo said. V'lo na'na, and he wasn't helped, and he wasn't answered. The gates never opened. Amar Su'usha'im Hashechem, B'tichem Ve'alam. So we said this when we have taken the Torah. Su'usha'im Hashechem, right, lift up your gates, your heads. V'inasu B'tichem Olam. And open up. V'yavo melech hakavod, let the melech hakavod come. Mi zeh melech hakavod Hashem? Let him come in. V'nei ma'asu sham Hashechem v'su pitchei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. All these prayers that he said, v'lo nana. Kevan she never got answered. Door stay shut. Kevan she amar Hashem Elohim. He quoted a pasuk, which we read in Divrei Hayamim. Hashem Elohim, al tashev p'nei Mashiachecha. Don't turn back the face of your Mashiach. Zochra lechasdei David avdecha. Remember the chesed of David your servant. Miyad, as soon as he said that, Na'ana botasha, he was answered, Nefchu p'nei sonei David, and the gates could open, he brought in the Aaron into the Banish Kodashim, and it became obvious that in the name of David, it was all happening, says the Gemara, Miyad, Nefchu p'nei sonei David k'shulei k'dayre. And all those who hated David, their faces were turned like burnt pot, burnt food. In other words, it's obvious that they were wrong. V'yadu chol Yisrael she'machal lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tovon. It was obvious from Israel that Hashem had forgiven David for his sin. Okay, nice way to end off on the sugya. Now the Gemara starts on Gehazi. So we spoke about the forehead yotot, right? This is the last, you see already on this Amud, you can see a Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. So we're at the end of our Mishnah now. Right, so we said that the Aram had taught and they are Menashe Nechel Abba. So who are they? Velochesh Lamaka, Kolamachala, Kenesh Revecha, Mashal Amir, Afagar. Shosha Menachim Rabbi Yotot, Menachel Abba, Shosha Menachim Yerav Am, Acha Menashe. So we Menashe, Yesh Lo Chelek Shdei Mar. Right, and we said that the forehead Yotot were Gehazi, Achitofel. Kechazi, Achitofel. Gehazi, we've seen everybody. The last one now is Gehazi. So we've had Achitofel, we've had a Gonkoprini bank. Doeg, it was Doeg, Achitofel, Gehazi, and Bilam. Bilam Rasha, right. Okay, so we've got over here now, we're on to Gehazi. This is the last one in the Mishnah who hasn't got Amaba. The verse says Gehazi. Well, how do we know about Gehazi? Dichti Vayedech Elisha Damesek. Remember, Gehazi was Elisha's assistant. Laichal. So the Gemara says, Elisha went. Where did he go? Laichal. Where did he go? Amar Yochanan shalach lachzir Gehazi b'tshuva. He went to bring Gehazi back. Shema lo chazar. He never managed. Amar lo chazor b'chach. Come back to tshuva. Amar lo. Kach mekubali b'imcha. He said, I've learned from you. Hachoteh u'machtit harabim. A person who sins and incites the masses to sin. Ein maspikin b'yad lasot tshuva. He's got no chance. That was, why waste my time? I got no chance to do tshuva. My, what was such a great about Gehazi? So Iked Amri. Even Shoevet Ralechatat Yeravam. The one thing was unbelievable. It says, look at Rashi says, Even Shoevet. Look at the last word there on the second line of Rashi, Shoevet. Said, Magbat Matechet Belo Negia. Ke'en Ota Sheloazin Kamenisa Beloaz. Basically, he had created a magnet. Right? If you look at the Kutai Rashi on the side, if you've got it, it's Even Shoevet, but in the middle of the Kutai Rashi down the line. Derech Ota Ha'even. This even, what would the stone do? Lahagbiya hamatech, it would lift up steel. Viliklota ba'avir, and make it float in the air. Right, obviously the negative and the positive, and he put the one and the other, and therefore caused the pesel. Right, shemagbat in hamatech, bin aretz, and it would stand in the air. So what did he do? Vayidai oto even, hemid ha'agalim shiravam. Yeravam had made these agalim, right, these psalim, and he put them up and they stood up floating in the air. Basically, they looked like they were really Avodah Zorah with power, right? He fooled the people that were up in there, right? So that was the one opinion that Gehazi did, right? V'mina ben shemayim la'aretz. V'iked amri shem chakak. But another opinion is that also with the psalim of Yeravam, that he put Hashem's name into its mouth, he engraved it into the mouth, and therefore the idol had a bit of power. The idol would say, "Anochi Hashem." The first two Hashem that he brought, where Hashem says, "Not have any other idols, not to have Avodah Zorah." The pestle spoke, and people would then serve the pestle, thinking this is actually Hashem. V'ked Abri, and the third opinion is Rabbanan Dacha Mikame, that he never let Rabbanan come and learn the Bab Midrash of Elisha. Look at Likutei Rashi there, the next Likutei Rashi. Rabbanan Dache, Doche Aya Eta Talmidim Mipnei Elisha, Kshaya Meshamesh Lefanav. When he was serving Elisha, he kept the Talmidim away from him, wouldn't let them come into the Midrash. Tichtiv Lachar Shepiresh Menu, when he left, Hamakoba Shanachnu, the Chacham said, Hamakoba Shanachnu Yoshvin, Beit HaMidrash Rabbanan, Tzar Mimenu, we got in a place. Shnitvasvu Atalmidim Shaya Gehazi Doche. Because suddenly, in the Gemara Sotter, we learned this before, suddenly the Beit HaMidrash was so full because the people all came in when Gehazi had left them. Shneim avu b'nei anevim, Elish inena makom asher anachnu yoshvim ba tzar imenu, michlal dar hashas of Gemara, lo havu tzar, it wasn't tzar. Why? Because Elisha never let them come in. Okay. Tana banan, a brighter, lo lam tehe. Now, we see what happens here. Basically, Gehazi didn't do tshuva. Elisha couldn't get him back to tshuva, and he blamed Elisha for it. He said, you taught me. So the Gemara says like this, lo lam tehe, small dochev in makarabit. However you want to push somebody away, do with your left hand, do with your weaker hand. The weakness will be pushing him away. And the right hand, v'yad yamin, mekovid, and bring him back with the right hand. Why? Lo kirisha shidachfo legechazi b'shtadayim. Isha pushed him with two hands. Just interesting, in this Gemara, we don't have it in the standard Vilna, but the Koren, there's a note actually here in the Hebrew version of the art scroll. They refer to Bashmatot Hashas. As you go to Hebrew article in note 17, I'm not sure what it is in the English. Bashmatot Hashas. There's a whole list of things that were taken out from the census. And they speak there about the same idea that, in other words, Rabbi Pirchi or somebody, he pushed Yeshua away. And because of him, he never did tshuva either. And if he had brought him back in, a whole long story of exactly what he had done, it's worth reading. So, back in our Gemara. Right, look, Lisha Shlachfu Gehazi B'shtadayim. Gehazi Dichtiv Vayomer Naaman. Because Naaman, we'll see in a second over here, I think it's Rashi who brings it, that Naaman was a general from Aram, and he had Tzara'at. And the Gemara tells us in a second that one of the captives, woman that he had taken captive, told him that if he goes to Elisha, Elisha can heal him. And he came, Elisha didn't want money for the healing, he healed him. And nonetheless, Naaman wanted to offer to pay him, and Elisha said no. Gehazi went and took all the money. And Elisha punished Gehazi with the Tzara'at that he had taken away from Naaman. So this is the Gemara. Vayomer Naaman Hoel v'kach Karim Vayifot po v'yitzak Karim Kesef. He basically said, yeah, take the money, and he gave him the money and doubled it up. Vayomer Elav Elisha. So Elisha now, when Gehazi had come back with all the money, Elisha, me'ayin Gehazi, where have you been, Gehazi? Vayomer lo alach avdecha Naaman. I said, nah, just stop running around. Vayomer Elav lo libi alach kasher afach ish ma'al mer kavtoli kradecha. You think I wasn't with you? I know what you're up to. Ha'et lakachte et ha'kesef. You took the money. I didn't want the money from Naaman. You took the money. But I kach the begadim. Not only did you take the money, says Elisha. But I kach the begadim, the zeitim, start counting. I kach the begadim, one. Zeitim, two. All the olives. The kramim in the orchard, three. The tzon, four. Ubakar, five. The avadim, six. Ushvachot, seven. So with, and the kesef was the first one, eight. Let's go. Kesef, begadim, zeitim, kramim, tzon, bakar, avadim, ushvachot. Eight things he mentions here. But now we only know that he took the money, which was wrapped up in some clothing. So the Gemara, because Gehazi said he wants money and he wants clothing for two poor people. Right? Umi shakal kulah, the Gemara says, did he take so much? But he never took all of this. Kesev v'begadim u'ad ha-shakal. He just took the money and the clothes. So Amar Yitzchak, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I understand this Gemara 100%. Amar Yitzchak, botash ha'ayah Elisha yoshev v'duresh b'shmon v'shratzim. That sugya, during that time, this all happened. Rabbi Elisha was learning the sugya of Shmone Shratzim, the different eight types of Shratzim, of crawlies which you become tamei from. Right? Naaman, here comes the story. Naaman, Tzatzu HaMelech Aramaya, Metzorah. So he was the Melech Aram, he was the king of Aram. Sar Tzava, sorry, he was the Sar Tzava, the general of Melech Aram. And he had a Metzorah, Tzara'at. Amrelei, Hahi Revita Dishtabai Ba'ar Dishab. So he had this woman that she had been taken captive from Eretz Yisrael. So she said to him, "Iazlat legabe Elisha masirach. If you go to Elisha, he'll cure you." Kiata, when he got to Elisha, Amale zil tvul biyarden. Go dunk in the Jordan. Amale achuchi kemachaiti. What, you mocking me? Well, I need you to tell me to go dunk in the Jordan. So Amale henu dahavu bahade. So his detail, the guys who were with him, said to him, "My nafkeda chamina. What are you going to lose? Zil nasi. Go try." Azal v'tavul biyardana v'itase. He actually went to the Jordan. He toiled in the Jordan. And he was cured. Everything that he had brought with him in his whole detail, all the goods, he wanted to give to Elisha. Lo tzav li kulubin, he wouldn't take any from it. Gehazi patel mikam Elisha. Gehazi quickly left Elisha. Azel shaka, and he went after Naaman. V'shaka ma'ar shaka v'afkid, right? And he took it all. Kiata chaze Elisha letzara'at ha'v'parche ila bay reshe. So now what happened was, he took the goods. When he came back, Elisha saw that he had sort of a tzara'at sort of growing out of his head, parchida bereshe, coming out of his head. Amar a rasha. Elisha understood. He says, "You're a rasha." He gear eightly tall schar shmone shratzim. It's your chance now. That was the seven. We mentioned seven things that he'd taken. He says, "You are now getting paid back for the schar of shmone shratzim." We're looking at likutei rashi there. Schar down the bottom, the third wide line of likutei rashi. You've got it on the right hand side. He gear eightly tall schar toratcha bolam hazeh. You were learning the sugya of Shmoneh Shratzim with me, the eight Shratzim. Your schar of the eight Shratzim, ultimately that money you were able to buy all those things we spoke about, and the eight against the eight, that's your schar. In other words, what I'm going to buy is gone for you. Right? And the pasuk says, V'sharat na'aman tibak b'cha uvazarcha olam, and he cursed him. Right? He says, basically, the tzarat of na'aman will stick to you and all your children for generations after you. V'yatza milfanav metzorah kesharig. And he went out white with tzarat. And now the Gemara brings a pasuk over here and says, "Arbana shima yu metzoraim." There were four people who were metzoraim. Petach hashar. So in front of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who were they? Gehazi v'shlosha b'nam. Actually, three sons. We see that the curse took place, and he, in fact, him and his children all had tzara'at. Okay, I skipped out the Rashi there of Otashak. It was Rashi told the story which I mentioned outside of Elisha. Tani Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says in a brighter, there are three things. Yetzer, your Yetzer, look at Rashi, the Yetzer, Ta'avato, right? Your Yetzer for your Taiva, right? For relationships. Im Marchikad and Lugamre, if you completely push it away, supposed to become like a monk. Memait yeshivat olam. You don't settle the world. And we know that Adam and after Noach, purvu, right? We were given a mitzvah to go out and to settle the world. V'im mekarva legamra. Even if you just spend all your time doing it, you invite it in too much. Badi da isur. Then you'll start sinning. Shani yachol lichbosh et shom midavar ever. You are not to control yourself. We already saw before that too much of it creates only appetite. So the one of them, yetzer, tinok, children, and nisha. Rashi says, yeah, because women, children, nisha, they tell everything. Tehe small doche, when you push them, when you defer them, do it gently, v'yamin mekrevet, and bring them back with your right hand. If you've got to scold them or blame them or do something, do it in a moderation, but be very strong to bring them back. Shlosha chalaim chala Elisha. Now we speak about Elisha, so we mentioned here, Elisha, he got sick three times. Echad shegirad dubim betinok, once because he incited bears on children. It's in that whole story over there. Nach v'echad shedachafo legechazi b'shtay daim, and the second time he got punished because of pushing Gechazi away and not allowing him to do tshuva. And the sixth one, he died from it. Shneemar, how do you know? Because Elisha chala et cholio. The Pasuk of Yah says that Elisha chala et cholio. He chala et cholio asher yamut po. So we see that he got sick from his sickness and then he died. So three times he was sick. Right? The first two, we got a reason why. And the second one just tells that he died from his second sickness. But that leads us on to the next Gemara. Right, because the Gemara says like this: Ad Avraham lo yas gnad kol dechaz. Until Avraham, no one got old. Their faces didn't crinkle. They stayed looking the same like they were. Once they reached maturity, they stayed like until they died. Right? How do we know that? Because kol dechaz Avraham Amar Ha Yitzchak. Whoever saw Avraham said, "This is Yitzchak." And kol dechaz Yitzchak Amar Ha Avraham. They said they're the same. They got mixed up because Avraham, even though he was much older, never ever actually aged. But Rachmei de la Belezikness. Right? Avraham said, "Look, it's not good that we look the same. We got to make a difference." And he asked Hashem to help people age. Avraham zakein ba b'yamim. Avraham was old, it came in its time. In other words, age appeared upon Avraham. And then was ad Yaakov lo avechusha. Until Yaakov was around, it wasn't chusha. Right? People never got sick. Right? They just die. Right? Right? So Rashi says, ba'i rachmei v'havechusha. He prayed to Hashem and Hashem allowed him to be sick. Look at Rashi there. He wanted time for his children. If they never had got sick of the sudden drop dead, people would know they were dying. And therefore, children would have a time to come and pay their last respects to their parents before they died. Not pay the last respects, right? To come and spend time with their parents before they died. Because since they see that he's about to die, they all suddenly rush there. And you see what happens today. They told him, look, to Yosef, your father's sick. And it was a chidush because people didn't get sick. And Ad Elisha, until Elisha, lo hava inish chalish de mitpach. Ad Elisha came, people who got sick never lived. They got sick and they died. So even though Yaakov got sick, but he died. Va'ate Elisha uba rach mitpach. And Elisha came and he prayed for refuah and he got healed. Shalom, Elisha chala et cholio. Because we see Elisha chala, he was sick, and then et cholio, he got sick, then he died from a third sickness. So we can see that he got sick more than once, and therefore it's like that's the end of the first Mishnah, and now we start the second Mishnah now of our Perek, right? So in the last Mishnah that we had, right? So we had the four guys that didn't go to Mabba, right? And now this Mishnah is going to talk about groups of people that haven't got to Mabba. So Dora Mabu and Mabba, right? The generation of the Mabu, they haven't got to Mabba, right? And how? Because the pasuk says Lo Yadon Ruchi Badam Leolam. Lo yadon ruchi lolam, ra'at, lo yadon ruchi, lo yidon velo ruach. That's what the Gemara says. Lo din velo ruach. They won't have no din and no ruach. Right? In other words, there's no chance for them. Look at Rashi there. She'enum din b'din, they don't get judged. Ve'enem ruach liot ima tzadikim she'eshlim chelik. They don't have a chance to go and spend any time in Olam Haba with the tzadikim. And the next group that the Mishnah speaks about over here, after Dora Mabu, right? And lo din velo ruach. Dora Palaga. Right, Shebrat Dora Palaga. Who's Dora Palaga? Dora Palaga. We had it also in the parasha of Noach. They're the ones that built the tower. Right, they built Migdal Bavel. Right, and then Chelgam Abba says the Mishnah. They go now because the pasuk of Yah says, right, Vayafet Hashem Otam Misham Kol Pnei Aretz. Right, and the pasuk says Misham Hefitzam. Right? Look at it in brackets, then round brackets in our Gemara. Uchtiv misham hefitzam. Right? Look at the Surah Shas there on the Nun. Right? So he says over there, Besefer HaMitzvos, low, guys. Okay, so not everyone uses it, but this is that's basically that. The vort is from misham hefitzam. Look at Rashi. Vayafetz ba'olam hazeh misham hefitzam olam haba. Right? Now they're gone. From one world to the other, they don't get an olam haba. Right? Anshei Zdom, the next case over here, is Anshei Zdom. Right? They don't get any chelik mabah. Right? Because the pasuk says over here, Anshei Zdom ra'im v'chataim l'Hashem ma'od. Right? Right? Ma'od ra'im b'olam hazeh, bad in this world, v'chataim and sinners l'olam haba. Right? Aval omdin badin. It says, however, omdin badin. They do get din, so as opposed to Dora Paragan get din, right? But they do get din. Rabbi Chaim Omer, Elu Elu Enum din Badin. Rabbi Chaim says, no, none of them get din. Shnei Mar, because the pasuk says, Al Kain lo yakumu reshaim b'mishpat v'chatim b'dat tzadikim. Right? He says over there, to the page of the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah carries on, we're going to end off over here.